Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Shabbat shalom, everyone. Grace and peace, grace and peace. Oh, my God. I want to tell everybody, wow, it's been a journey. I lied to you not. It's been a journey. We want to say we're back, and we want to say welcome to another episode of The Sounds of Living Waters. I am Job Israel here with your favorite lovely rib, Rhea Serene Israel. Say Shabbat Shalom, Rhea Serene Israel.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Grace and peace be unto you and your households. Happy Sabbath. Ashar Shabbat.
Ashar Shabbat. Amen. So, hey, babe, can you think it turned down that heat? It's really getting warm. We are dealing with the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Did you, those are my notes. Did you put them over there?
No.
How did it get over there? Because it was right here next to me.
I haven't been over there.
Okay.
I'm
all right. Well, can you hand them to me, please? Thank you. And that pink. Thank you. And we can't go forward, but I like to keep these notes tight. I got a couple of intricates I want to deal with. And a lot of times I found that when I deal off the cuff, that, you know, some of the intricates I want to deal with, I kind of get away from, because then the spirit will lead me up on something very, 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 very different. But here we are. What is the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread? What do it mean to us? And why are we keeping the Feast of Unleavened Bread? What do it mean to us? What is the Passover, right? Because some of us would say the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The Passover is one feast. It's a memorial, just a memorial, right? The death of Christ is just a memorial, just a memorial. But the Feast of Unleavened Bread is the first day of unleavened bread. Okay, well, I for one always believe that the scriptures should testify themselves. So that's what we're going to do. And we're going to ask, if we can, our brothers and sisters, if you can cover your heads. Cover your heads. And brothers, if you can uncover your heads as we approach the Father. Oh, forgive me. brothers, if you can stand to face Jerusalem, and sisters, if you can stand to face Jerusalem, and brothers, if you can uncover your head, and sisters, if you can cover your head as we approach the Father. Amen? So, with that being said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your life and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children, our children's children, and their children, and their families. And Father, have mercy, and send forth your Holy Spirit, and give us a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them to hear us, and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them too a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. Okay. And our family that's on Blog Talk, we are about to welcome our family on Facebook. Okay. And now we got our family on Facebook online. Now, welcome fam on Facebook. Welcome to the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Joe Bisrael, and we are dealing with the Passover, the first day of unleavened bread. What do you mean the first day of unleavened bread? What is it? What do the first day of unleavened bread mean to us? Well, one is, we better get it right. We better get it right. You know, Passover is probably the most important event in the Bible, if not the most important event in the Bible concerning us as mankind. And we're in a place of saying that in the scriptures, that's a misprint. The most important event in the Bible is a misprint before God and Christ. I mean, that's saying a lot. That's saying a lot. That's saying a lot to me. That's saying a lot about the Word of God. And that's casting doubt on the Word of God. And we're not here for that. We're here to express and encourage the Word of God. So with that being said, I'm going to ask Rhea to mute her phone. Put it on Do Not Disturb.
It is on Do Not Disturb.
Mm. Okay.
You sure that's not your phone?
My phone will make that space sound.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I did that distinctively.
Yep.
Okay. Should not
there go Rhea. There go Rhea. You don't need it.
It looks dark.
No, it don't. It looks natural.
Okay.
But if you really must see, let me see. I've got to turn it on.
I'm putting my phone on.
21st century, you don't know how to turn on the light.
No, it's that, no.
Nah,
it's the button
it.
Right.
I unplugged it. It's not going to come on until I plug it up. Now, see that? I don't like that.
Okay, then. No, don't unplug. You just have to press a button right there.
That way we make sure the light don't, that one, that lamp. Anyway, like I said.
Shalom, family. Hashasha, Fad, happy Sabbath.
Hey, man, we're in a feast week. Those to whom it may concern, and those of us that, you know, that God is calling to approach him, this is that season, man, because it's the Lamb of God season. You know what I mean? It's the Passover season. It's Christ season. It's Melchizedek season. You see? So he called us to the Father's Passover. He called us to the sacrifice of the Father. It ain't Jesus. It's the sacrifice. Shalom, Ernest. How you doing, my man? There go number one. he called us to his feast, you see. He called us through Jesus Christ, but it doesn't matter if you got to come through Christ. Can't come through nowhere else. Can't come through nobody else. If you don't come through Jesus, it ain't going to happen for you. You know, even in Islam, Farrakhan is changing it up. He's starting to preach Jesus because he understands salvation belongs to him. You understand? Even though he a Muslim. And I'm okay with that, you know. I'm okay with Farrakhan. You know, I've been in his crib and I've been knowing that doctrine for a very long time, especially growing up in Chicago. You got a lot of Muslim brothers and sisters and they everywhere, you know, and then the Israelites took over. And Shabbat Shalom, Brother Keith. You know, and other, you know, all these other things. And then the Hebrews came and they places like the Israel, God took over Chicago like a whirlwind, you know, with that book. And so, you know, a lot of churches in Chicago had to change it up because that book was lighting them up, you know. The best thing for them is that the Israel of God moved to Riverdale. That was the best thing to happen to all the churches in Chicago. But with that being said, we are dealing with the Passover, the first day of unleavened bread. What is that, the Passover, the first day of unleavened bread? People is teaching the 15th day is the first day of unleavened bread. Well, I got a hard dig on that. I got a hard one on that. I can't deal with that. I can't deal with that. What are you doing, women folk?
You are sweating,
man. And your butt is all in the camera.
Oh, sorry. But you are sweating. It's like really going down.
Yeah, well, you got the heat up to 100.
No, I don't. You do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You're all in my beard.
Your beard is fine. Here you go.
Thank you.
Wait.
Oh, you going to wipe my glasses over?
No, I didn't. I just did the end of the middle part. There you go. Wait. You're seriously sweating, aren't you?
All right.
Okay. That's better.
So, with that being said, what was I at before you start polishing my head?
Apologies.
What was it?
Talking about the Passover.
Of course, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So, first day of unleavened.
Let me cover my legs up.
All right, look, let's get into this book, folks. Look, this is what, you know, we like to start this in Leviticus chapter 23, right? Because, you know, people say that the first day of unleavened bread started in Leviticus chapter 23. Oh, my God. Let me stop. But let's look at that. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 23. And I'm sorry. Leviticus chapter 23. In verse 1, Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 1, and the Father is introducing the feast days to Moses, right, through Jehovah, Melchizedek, or Jesus Christ, depending on what dispensation you're in, right? So this is that thing. Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 1, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Leviticus 23 and 1 reads, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocation.
Amen.
Even these are my feasts, 6 days shall work be done, but the 7 days the Sabbath of rest,
mm-hmm.
and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings.
So now we got the Sabbath day. That's the day. That's why we're here. We're having this conversation. Not tomorrow, not Sunday. Sunday is the first day of the week. So therefore, the Sabbath day is the 7th day of the week. All you got to do is look at your calendar and say, okay, well, that's what God bless. And okay, that's the word of God. God can't lie, so I'm okay with that, right? God can't lie. I'm okay with that. So whatever the words say, that's what we're going to do, right? So if I'm going to expect the Christians, the Sunday Christians, to understand that and unbelievers to understand that, then I got to accept the same truth, that the scriptures can't be broken.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Leviticus 23 and verse 4 reads, these are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. For the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover.
So now here we are. We're in the 14th day of the first month of Abib. What do you mean? Because from, well, the new moon appeared this year. Was it April the 8th, in Jerusalem at 9:00 p.m. Some say, well, the new moon has to actually be here before we can actually count a day. And that don't make sense to me when the law say the moon rule the night, you know. And okay, so the moon, say sun went down at 7 and the moon shows up at 9:00 p.m. And the sun went down at 7 p.m. The moon is 2 hours late, right? So we got to wait till the next day. Is that what you're saying? Let you go to work. Go to work. And you show up 2 hours later. And you there for the rest of the night. And then you look for that check. And it shows that it's 6 hours late. You're going to say something. You know why? Because you're going to say, I was here. You're going to say, I was at work. That's what you're going to say. So now the moon, who will never break the commandments of God, and the sun will never break the commandments of God, and but now we're going to say it's impure in our eyes that the law has to be according to us. I tell you this, whether you believe none of that, show me in the law and the New Testament anywhere where an apostle or a prophet waited a whole day to keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread or the Passover, just one place. If you cannot read one place, then you are making stuff up. I don't care who your teachers is, your Swamis or whatever, if you cannot show in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation that the apostles or prophets skipped a day to keep the Passover, then you're adding stuff to the scriptures. And the book said, don't add or take away. Well, I'm going to add these plagues on you. And that's just a little bit too much for me. I'm going to tell you, that's a whole lot too much for me. So I'm going to stay in this book. So anyway, the law, the moon rules tonight. Anyway, the new moon went down April the 8th in Jerusalem at 9:00 p.m., which was 2:00 our time, so we had to wait till the sun go down. Anyway, with that being said, so for us, the Passover began tomorrow night at evening for us, because we counted 14 days from the 8th, not the 9th, the 8th. We don't skip days. We don't believe the sun can skip a day or the moon can skip a day. You understand? You know why? Because why? We skipping days in the calendar, you giving Satan a chance to get out. You created a loophole. You got to skip a day. He said he's going to be in a lake of fire day and night. And here you come. Here they come. Here I come. Talking about, oh, no, you got to wait next day. Okay, well, wait the next day for your pay, even though you was here. Exactly. So let us reason together, right? Let us reason together. reform.
Forgive me. Leviticus 23 and verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
It reads, and on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread.
See, that's it right there. The 15th day is the first day. I didn't read nothing say first. Ain't nothing in there about one. I didn't see one. That's you adding into that. But I can read other scriptures that it say specifically the first day of unleavened bread is the Passover. It's the Passover. This here, I'm adding to the scriptures. You understand? So it said on the 15th day of the same month, the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord, 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. Reason why we're telling you this is that get that unleavened out of your house before the Passover. Don't eat any leaven after the Passover. Why? Because you just put on Christ. You just put on Christ. You put on the blood. And now you go and eat leavened bread because somebody told you you can? Oh, no, I got to get the leaven out on before the 15th day. Bruh, sis, if I got a choice to either get the Passover off or the 15th day off, Passover hands down. I want to be sitting with Jesus. He wasn't here on the 15th day. He was here on the Passover.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. So let's break this down because, excuse me, this is a conjunction. It says this. It says, in the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Conjunction. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. It didn't say first day. It said conjunction, right? And then it says this, read verse 7.
Amen. Verse 7 reads, verse 7, Leviticus 23:7. And the first day ye shall have a holy
day. And the first day is the 15th day. And the first day is the 15th day. Is that what that said? No, it don't say that. It tell you that that first day is the is a holy convocation, so you better know which one it is. You find yourself out there working like in Egypt, and the Lord will cut you off like on your tongue. Same conversation. He didn't say nothing about the 15th day. In fact, when we ate unleavened bread, 15th day didn't even exist. We are witness to ourselves, right? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Exodus chapter 12 and verse 1. Exodus 12 and 1.
Exodus 12 and 1.
When you receive it, read.
Amen. I'm going to start getting my Bible. I mean the papers, because when I use the technology, it does. Exodus 12 and 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Exodus 12 and 1 reads, I'm going to use my Bible instead of this. Exodus 12 and 1 reads, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house.
Now, in the 10th day of the same month, I can run this counted all the way back to Genesis chapter 1.
Amen.
And I can run that from when he said, let there be light, to the day that Christ was put up on the cross. Mm-hmm. Here we are, the 10th day of the creation, right? The 10th day of this creation, not the total creation, but from when he said, let there be light, right, mm-hmm. till now, on that 10th thousand year. From that point, Christ was put up on the cross. I can read that and I can show it to you. Plain and simple.
Let's go to Exodus 12 and 4.
Yep.
And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
Come on.
And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread. And with bitter herbs. They
Wait a minute. Here go unleavened bread right here in Leviticus chapter 8. I didn't, you know, where's the 15th day? I see unleavened bread here.
Amen.
Now, on the 14th day here, this is the first day of unleavened bread because this is the first day it was mentioned here. So when we get in the 15th day being the first day of unleavened bread, that don't even go with reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
It don't go with the laws of deduction. It don't go with common math. It don't even go with common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Amen. Okay, verse 9. Eat not of it raw nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the prudence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning, ye shall burn with fire.
Keep this in mind. Whatever remains in the morning, you got to burn with fire, right? So, this is what I asked brothers to say, you know, well, the 15th day is such and such, and that's the first day of unleavened bread. Well, you got this right here. Show me what other sacrifice that cannot remain until the morning in this season, right?
Mm.
And it's the reason why I'm asking it, right? Why? Because, read on.
Amen. Verse 11, Exodus 12 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
And thus shall ye eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
Wait a minute, what your staff said?
And your staff.
Where your staff is? We want to sit up here and talk about the 15th day. You ain't even got a staff in your hand. You don't even know the law. Where your staff at? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that? And then the other thing is, now it says the Passover can't remain until the morning. Right? You know why? Because he was on the cross. He was giving it up. Right? So you had to get rid of that offering because that offering is gone. Right? Mm-hmm. Let's see which one Jesus kept. Did he keep the 15th day or did he keep the Passover, right? Because I'm following Christ. I don't care about you. Nobody else on this planet. No, when it comes to this thing here, that's what time it is. Do not make me choose between you and God. I ain't here with that. You see, let's look at this a little further. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 16 and 1.
Deuteronomy 16 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's right. And 1 reads.
Yep.
Observe the month of Abib.
That's right. That's what we're in, the month of Abib right now. The new moon settled in Jerusalem at 9 o'clock p.m. All right. It's 9:06. Continue.
Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God.
Keep the 15th day.
And keep the Passover.
I want to see if the 15th day pop up in this conversation in Deuteronomy chapter 16 at all. Wait a minute, man. And we talking about Leviticus. Leviticus, man, was given to the Levites. They was in the know. So when he was talking to the Levites, he was talking to them in the know. You know, he wasn't talking to them like he was talking to somebody who didn't know God. You know, he wasn't going from square block one. He was talking to them like he was talking to Moses. So they was already in the know. They already knew where he was coming from when he said the Passover and the 15th day and all that because they was in the know. Continue.
Deuteronomy 16.
That's why it's called the book of Leviticus. It's the book of the Levites.
Amen.
Ezra had the book of the Levites. Right? Ezra. Nehemiah, when we came up out of with that Persia to go back to build Jerusalem, they had the books of Moses, the books of the Levites, and they said this. Read on.
Amen. Deuteronomy 16:1 reads, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of the Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and the herd in a place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there.
Amen.
Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it.
Wait a minute. Don't eat what?
Leavened bread with it.
With the Passover. So when is the first day of unleavened bread according to the law? According to Deuteronomy 16. And we're going to make stuff up. We're going to make stuff up. We're going to add things to the scriptures. Like we're in that position to usurp authority above God and Christ. He there? That's what we do. Okay. Because we do. We do. We usurp authority all over the place. Usurp authority on our job. Usurp authority in our marriages. Usurp authority. We don't give no rat's ass in this country. We don't respect nothing that belongs to the truth. So now we're going to say the 15th day is the first day of unleavened bread. And he's already talking about the unleavened bread here in Deuteronomy 16 and the Passover. He ain't even mentioned no 15th day. You know why? Because there's no such thing as a 15th day here.
Okay.
So now we adding stuff. Because of lack of understanding. Or we've been teaching this so long, we can't go back and correct it. We can't go back and fix it. We're above that now, right? That's what we do. Okay. Read on.
Amen. Let's go back. Deuteronomy 16 and verse 3.
Go ahead.
Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith.
Come on.
Even the bread of affliction.
Yes.
For thou comest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste.
Wait a minute. He said, thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread there with the Passover. Not the 15th day. Therewith. Now we adding stuff. Pay attention. This is the problem with us. We need to read our books from Genesis to Revelations, period. That's all to it. Or else these people come around and tell you that Christmas is not good.
The earth is flat.
The earth is flat. You understand? Oh, you ain't got to keep no feast on the memorial blowing of the trumpets. Oh, no, no, no. You ain't got to do that. Oh, it ain't no feast on the Passover. All you get to do is eat a cracker and a piece of wine. You know, like the Roman church taught us when the Lord said it was a feast day. Now, I ain't saying go sacrifice a lamb. And if you said I said that, I'm going to call you a liar before God and Christ. In fact, God and Christ is my witness. You're a liar. I said it's a feast day. I didn't tell you to go sacrifice a lamb. I said, hey, you can eat lamb, just like you can eat chicken on a feast. It's up to you. You just got to make sure it can't remain until the morning. That includes your wine, your drink. If you got that wine out for the Passover, none of it better not be there tomorrow, on the day, in the morning, none of it. So don't open up, just go popping bottles, because that's going to cost you, because you got to get rid of it. Read on.
Amen. I stopped at 3.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
I'm going to read 3 again. Deuteronomy 16:3. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith.
Uh-huh.
Even the bread of affliction.
Mm-hmm.
For thou comest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste.
Uh-huh.
That thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life.
Continue.
4. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days.
Where's the 15th day? I still ain't read nothing 15 days yet. But he's talking about the Passover. And he said 7 days of unleavened bread from here. Ain't no such thing as no 15th day. Wrap your mind around that. Wrap your mind around that. There is no such thing as a 15th day. When you, those of us to whom it may concern, believe in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, are we listening? Read on. Yes, ma'am.
And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coasts 7 days, neither shall there in there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at eve.
Sacrifice when?
The first day at eve.
Uh-huh.
Remain all night until the morning.
That's what he said about the Passover in Exodus chapter 12 and 8. He said, let nothing of the Passover remain until the morning. And here it is. He said the same thing here, talking about the Passover. What you sacrifice the first day at even, the first day of unleavened bread, remain until the morning. Now, here we are in the 21st century. We don't know what our tribe we out of. We don't know who we are. We don't even got a pot to piss in or a pot to throw it out. And now we're going to sit up here and add things to the scripts, right? And we're going to say, God, that ain't what that means. The most important day of the year, the most important day of our creation as man, right? And we're going to sit up here and say, that's a misprint. The most important day of the calendar, and that's a misprint? Then why am I reading this book?
Amen. Amen.
Why am I reading this book? Why am I even in it? If the most important day, according to you, is a misprint, that means all of it is BS.
Right.
And I ain't here to tell you that. I ain't here for that. I'm telling you right now, the Passover is the first day of unleavened bread. And don't eat leavening after you eat the Passover. And you count 7 days from the Passover, the 14th day of the month of Abel, not the 15th day. Because the 15th day don't exist. Read on.
Amen.
No, read four again. Okay. I want that. Read it clear right through five. And I mean, read it clear through five. Read.
Deuteronomy 16.
Louder. I want this to be heard.
Okay, baby. Deuteronomy 16 and verse 4.
Uh-huh.
And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coasts 7 days. Neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at even remain all night into the morning. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover.
What?
Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover.
So that's what we're talking about. That's what the God of Israel is telling Moses. Thou shalt not sacrifice the Passover. Wait a minute. And do what? Read that again.
Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Where the 15th day at? Where is it? I'm still waiting, because he's talking about the Passover here, and he just called it the first day of unleavened bread. So I'm good. I don't trust man. I don't trust myself. You understand? I found out that all men are liars. They'll swear on the throne of God and be lying through their teeth. No fear. No fear. They ain't got no fear that their ass gonna burn forever. They ain't got no fear that they ain't never gonna see the light of day again. They ain't got no fear that they gonna be screaming and screaming for the rest of their being. They're lying on the throne. So what? I care about what they think, because I ain't trying to go there.
Amen.
The book said I'm gonna add to you all these plagues. I don't want that.
No.
I don't want that. Ezra chapter 6 and verse 19. Oh, no, forgive me. Skip down to 16.
Deuteronomy
16. Yes, because he said this. He said, this is the Passover. Okay. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, and you said, I don't. Deuteronomy 16 and 16 reads.
Okay.
three times, and you just did it three times. Stop it. Three times in a year, shall three? I love that you love that you're cracking yourself up over here.
Oh, you know.
Okay. Three times in a year shall all thy male.
What?
Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before
so
the Lord.
All your males is going to appear before God. This is the law. We want to say this is Jesus talking to Moses, right? We want to say this is Melchizedek talking to Moses, right? We want to say this is Jehovah talking to Moses, right? He's given the law. Three times a year shall all your males appear before God. Let me ask you this. Where was Jesus? Was he here on the 15th day? Or was he here on the 14th day? If he was here on the 15th day, okay, then the law is the 15th day. I'm okay with that. But he said, let all your males appear when? On the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Jesus was here on the Passover. He was not here on the 15th day. So how can the 15th day be the first day of unleavened bread when Christ told you himself, I'm the unleavened bread from heaven? And now we're going to say, no, you're not. No, you're not. Okay. Read on. Read that again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go back. Deuteronomy.
You know, I'm tired of this. Man, I ain't taking no prisoners today. Go ahead. No, I'm not. I'm not taking no prisoners today. That's a wrap. We're going to get through this book. And you got a problem with what's going on with this script, you going to have a problem with what's written. And I ain't here just to say it like some of these yahoos out here that's in up there testifying themselves. This is the word.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
So go back to Deuteronomy 16 and 16.
Reads. Come on.
Okay. Deuteronomy 16 and 16 reads, three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord.
There it is. You better not appear before God at the resurrection with nothing, or you're going to be like twigs. You're going to be like a tree without fruit. He's going to throw you in a fire. You good for nothing, right? But he said, three times a year shall all your males appear before me, right? Where was Jesus at? He was there on the 14th day. He was not there on the 15th day. So therefore, he did not break the law.
Amen.
How can he break the law? And he gave the law. Mm. So if he told you, all your males appear before me on the Feast of Unleavened Bread, then he's telling us the Feast of Unleavened Bread is the Passover. You understand?
Yes,
let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Ezra chapter 19 and verse 22. Because we're going to pull our Levites now. We're pulling out the Levites. Because, see, I don't know about these people in this world. You know, these cats that want to sit up here and be the end all be all to the word of God. I ain't with that. I'm following the priests. I'm following what they said to do, right? Ezra and Nehemiah and Moses and John and all these dudes. They Levites. Let's see what they did. Read on.
Ezra.
Chapter 6 and 19.
6 and verse 19. Amen. Ezra chapter 6 and verse 19 reads, and the children of the captivity kept the Passover upon the 14th day.
The children of what?
What the world?
The children of what?
And the children of the captivity.
I thought you could not keep the
kept.
Passover in another land.
14th day of the first month. So, read your Bible from Genesis. And this is how you know when someone has not read their Bible from Genesis Revelation. Or did not say, Holy Spirit, give me understanding as I read your word.
Okay. You're distracting me. Read on.
This is good, baby. This is good. You're right. When people say you can't keep
when
them.
When you're rubbing on me, you make my leg jump.
Oh,
so
okay.
Keep reading.
You know what? And Ezra 6 and 19.
And the children of the captivity,
yes, ma'am,
kept the Passover upon the 14th day of the first month.
Yeah.
For the priests and the Levites were purified together.
What?
All of them were pure and killed the Passover for all the children of the captivity and for their brethren, the priests.
Yeah.
And for themselves.
So we're talking about the priesthood now. See, we ain't just talking about anybody. We're talking about those that know they the priests. They got papers. They got the books. They know their lineage. They know from the time that Judah, from the time that Jacob separated the children of Judah and Levi, they got the papers. They know where they from. So we ain't talking about these dudes in this world who got these slave captives' name. And then go turn around and say, well, the 15th day is the first day of unleavened bread, and that's a misprint. Well, what the fudge? If that's the case, then I guess that Christmas tree in Jeremiah chapter, what is that, 10? It's not a Christmas tree. Because it don't say Christmas tree. But it says here clearly the Passover is the 14th day of unleavened bread, and that's when you eat unleavened bread. Therewith?
Amen.
Therewith. 7 days. Read on.
Amen. I read 20. You want me to keep going?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. Ezra 6 and 21.
Yes.
And the children of Israel, which were come again out of captivity, and all such as had separated themselves unto them from the filthiness.
Yes.
Okay. From the filthiness of the heathen and of the land, to seek the Lord God of Israel. To seek the Lord thy God, Israel.
Come on.
Did eat and kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy.
Did he say the 15th day?
And kept the feast of unleavened bread with joy.
Where the 15th day?
Joy.
Where the 15th day? I don't hear nothing. I don't see where the... And kept the 15th day of unleavened bread for 7 days. No, Linda, no. Let me add this in here. 15 days after the 15th day. That what that said?
And kept the feast of unleavened bread.
Don't get me started.
7 days.
I ain't taking no prisoners today.
Joy.
Sorry. Read on.
Amen. For the Lord had made them joyful and turned the heart of the king of Assyria unto them.
Amen.
To strengthen their hands in the work of the house of God. The God of Israel.
That's right. That's right. Let's look at this a little further. Now let's go to Ezekiel 45. Now remember now, this is Ezra, right? And this is the priest here. Now Ezekiel is a priest too. Father name is Buzai, right? This dude is way up the food chain. People sleep on Ezekiel. He's a Levite, like John the Baptist. He way up there, right? Way up there. Read on. Ezekiel chapter 45:21. And when you receive it, read.
45:21.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Ezekiel chapter 45 and verse 21 reads, in the first month, in the 14th day of the month, ye shall have the Passover, a feast of 7 days, unleavened bread shall be eaten.
That ain't what that said. Read it again. Ezekiel is a Levite. I ain't playing with that lineage. Touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. Oh. They Levites.
Amen.
When that dude, when Saul fell off on the priest, Israel said, I ain't touching them. I ain't touching them, because Saul said, follow the priest of giving David the sword of Goliath, right? And David and his men ate the shewbread. The priest fed it to him, right? And gave him the sword of Goliath, right? And then when Saul heard about it, he said, kill them, priest. And then the Israel like, I don't care what's going on. You ain't finna put that on me. And Esau did it. Read it. The children of Edom did it. They killed the priests. Sound familiar?
Yes, sir.
Read that again.
Amen. Ezekiel 45 and 21 reads, "In the first month, in the 14th day of the month, ye shall have the Passover, a feast of 7 days, unleavened bread shall be eaten."
Where's the 15th day? Still waiting. I'm waiting for that 15th day to take over the Passover. All I see is that the 15th day got honorable mentions. I don't see it superseding the Passover at all, at any point. You know why? Because Jesus is the Passover.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to turn around and say, oh, the Passover is just a memorial. Just a memorial. Well, you know what? You need to get up on that cross and see how it feels. You need to get your flesh ripped off of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be lied on by your brothers and your sisters. Mm-hmm. You need to be lied on to death. You need your butt kicked like the priest kicked his. You need that. Since it's just a memorial. And I wish after something like that happened, oh, it's just a memorial. The Father's sacrifice of his only begotten Son, and it's in you to open your mouth and call it, it's just a memorial. The 15th day is the high day. Duh. Is that what we're doing? Let's look at this a little further. Go to Ezekiel 1 and verse 5. Like I said, I ain't taking no prisoners today. Read on, Ezekiel 1 and 5.
Amen.
Tired of playing with people.
Ezekiel.
When it comes to this Passover, I'm done with that. I done tried to talk to people, and I tried to sit down with them. And he's, okay, whatever. Read on.
Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 5 reads.
Come on.
Also out of the midst.
Forgive me. 3.
Okay. Ezekiel 1 and 3 reads.
Yep.
The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest.
What?
The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest.
So he a priest. And you want me to say you over him. You want me to believe you over the priest. He know he a priest. Read the next scripture. Read on.
Amen. The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans.
See, he got papers. He's the son of Buzi. He a priest. Read on. Hey, Dean.
In the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Cherith.
Shabbat shalom, Israelite.
And the hand of the Lord was there upon him.
Amen.
And I looked
at him. I just want to pull out the fact that Ezekiel was a Levite.
Okay.
When it came to the Passover, the Lord was talking to the Levite throughout time. And we missed that memo because we're so busy setting up our own agendas. Instead of listening to what God is doing and watching what he's doing, he's using the priest. What do you mean? Even when it came to the 12 tribes being born, like we want to judge Jacob and Leah and Rachel, right? But they named the 12 gates of Israel. But we want to judge them like that was out of pocket. From a Western world and a slave camp that's full of, don't get me started. And Leah named.
Dung. You just say dung.
Bull dung. Now, Leah named her son Levi because God, he said, because he has enjoined us to God. That's what Levi do. Moses presented us to God. That's what Levi did. Leah prophesied that. And then when she had Judah, she said, now would I praise God. Why? Because out of Judah came Jesus. What did John the Baptist do? Baptize Jesus. He enjoined us to God. And we're not listening to the work, man. We're not paying attention to the work that he's doing through time, through the tribes. We're so busy trying to, you know, just read on. Well, so we found out here, Levite. Let's look at this a little further. Go back to Exodus 12 and verse 5.
Exodus 12 and 5. Exodus chapter 12.
And 15.
And verse 15. Exodus 12 and 15 reads, 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your house.
Okay,
oh
so...
7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread.
Uh-huh.
Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses.
You better not have none of that in your crib.
For whoever eats.
You got leavening in your crib on the Passover. I don't care what it is. Some people say beer ain't leavening, Coca-Cola ain't leavening, nothing like that. That's between you and God. I ain't having it. I ain't taking no chances. I got enough leavening in me that I need to make sure I ain't add more. Read on.
Ooh, okay. Exodus 12 and 15. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses.
Come on.
For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day.
What?
For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel.
Wait a minute. Like I said, this Passover is atonement kind of like structure. It comes with death. He came with death when it came to the Passover. Ask Egypt firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
This Passover bring death. So you better make sure you got it right.
Amen.
So I'm listening to the priest, right? So I'm in Exodus, right? I'm in Exodus. God is talking to who? Moses. Moses is out of the tribe of who? Levi.
Amen.
I'll be listening.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. That's so bad. 16 now.
Yeah.
Exodus 12 and 16. And in the first day, there should be an holy convocation. And in the seventh day, there should be an holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in the selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt.
Uh-huh.
Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generation as an ordinance forever.
Uh-huh.
And the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening.
Get around it. Get around that. Get around this verse 18. I don't care what math you use. Go use the Arabian math. Go use Indian math. Use Asian math. Use African math. Use our math. And then put that to this scripture. And look what it says. It says this. In the first day, on the fourth, they say in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even, which is the Passover, right? Ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening. He didn't say nothing about the 15th day. You know why? Because we ain't came out of Egypt yet. This is the 13th day he actually be talking to him. The Passover, he even haven't came in yet. But he telling them about Passover, right? So the Passover haven't even came in yet. And we talking about the first day of unleavened bread that ain't even came in yet. And we want to say the first day of unleavened bread is the first day of unleavened, the 15th day is the first day of unleavened bread. And there's no such thing as a 15th day. But we eating unleavened bread here. From the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening. 7, take away 21. Forgive me. It's 14.
Mm-hmm.
1 plus 14, 14 plus 7 is 21.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm looking at this math correctly, the law is telling me the first day of unleavened bread is the 14th day of the month. Okay, be it. Read that again, and then read 19. So, no, yeah, read that 18 again, and then we're going to move around.
Amen. Exodus 12 and verse 18 reads, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, Ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening.
Now, go back to Leviticus chapter 23:7. Okay. Right? Because people want to say, see, Leviticus 23, it says, and you shall eat unleavened bread. It didn't say nothing about a first day. They add stuff there. It was just a conjunction. But then if you understand English, then you understand those principles. But, I mean, I can understand that because I came out of the school of Ebonics. So I'm okay with that. I had a friend named Aaron, man. I mean, he was a Gentile. We hung, he was part of the evangelist crew. He'd be in a van with us. We all over the country, right? I mean, all over the country evangelizing, you know, putting up churches and all that stuff. And he just went off and he said, how is it that you guys constantly tear up the English language? We was all in the van. We fell out. But that's it. That's the Ebonic thing. He said, me and my brother used to play English games all the time. And here you guys, man, y'all don't say this, y'all say that.
I say this. No, remember the other day.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Hey, you said that the other day, Ray. No, that's not how you say it. You say it. This is how we say it. I said, oh, he said, girl.
But that's, you know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's true.
You can't do that.
No.
Mm-mm. No. Can't do that here. 3-7, watch this, watch this. Because, mm-hmm. See, people say the 15th day is the Holy Convocation, right? Mm-hmm. When I last read, the Holy Convocation is this. Read on. 23:7.
Let's go back to Leviticus 23 and verse 7.
Remember that we're reading the book of the Levites. We're dealing with Levi today. Come on.
In the first day, ye shall have a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein.
When it came, when he put the doorpost on and put the blood on the doorpost, who was working? If you was inside the house, you wasn't working. Amen. Only thing you was doing is putting food together. Y'all was getting ready for the Passover. Y'all had unleavened bread, bitter herbs, and you had a lamb sacrifice because the blood is over the doorpost, right? So all you getting ready for is a feast. So who's working, right? And if he was working and he was the firstborn, he killed you. If you was outside anywhere, I don't care if it's your dog, your cat, your pigeon, your bird, your parakeet. If it's the firstborn in Egypt, Egyptians or whatever nationality it was in Egypt at the time, if it was the firstborn and it wasn't under that blood, it died, right? That's like watching the firstborn in Chicago die. The firstborn in New York City, all the firstborn in New York City die in one night. Pay attention to this. Read on. No, that's good. He said, do no servile work, right? On the first day, right? Okay, now go to Numbers chapter 33 and verse 1. Numbers chapter 33.
Numbers.
And, yes, ma'am. Numbers 33 and 1, when you receive it, read.
33. Okay. Numbers chapter 33 and verse 1 reads, these are the journeys of the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt with their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron.
Levites. Read on.
And Moses wrote their goings out according to their journeys by the commandment of the Lord. And these are their journeys according to their goings out.
Come on.
And they departed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians.
Read the three again.
Numbers 33 and 3, and they departed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day.
Read that again.
And they departed from Ramses in the first month on the 15th day of the
on
month.
On the 14th day. Is that what that said?
No, it says on the 15th day of the first month.
Uh-huh.
On the morrow after the Passover.
After the Passover.
The children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians.
You know the hardest thing for any of adult?
What?
Move.
Oh.
I hate when people call me. I mean, I really don't.
Hate.
The hell I don't. People call you up and say, hey, I need you to help me move.
What?
I don't want to do it, but I got to do it.
I hate moving.
It's work.
Exercise.
Yeah, okay, well, exercise, baby. I watch you move a whole house and watch you exercise.
You've seen it.
Right. But, yeah, okay. Watch your mouth open up.
Oh.
Okay, so anyway,
yeah.
I don't like moving. The hardest thing for any adult have to do is move their family.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pack up everything. You got to do all that. But if this is this day he said don't do no servile work, then why are they moving on the 15th day?
Right.
They didn't move on the Passover because he made it clear. After the Passover, in the same breath, after the Passover, they exited out of Egypt. So now we're going to sit up and say, oh, we can work on a Passover. Or they'll sit up and say, well, you know, I'm going to take the Passover and go to work, and then I'm going to take the 15th day off. Dude, you got that wrong, man. You take the Passover off, and then you work on the 15th day. That's what the law said right here. You make sure you're there for Jesus.
That's right.
Because Jesus was here on the Passover. You make sure you're here for Jesus.
Amen.
You understand? The 15th day is what it is. It's a feast day, and I get that. I enjoy the 15th day because I actually get the chance to make a whole lot of food, take some home. But on the Passover, he said, nothing can remain until the morning.
That's right.
Let's look at this a little further.
Wait a minute. It says nothing can remain until the morning. And so a lot of people don't eat on the Passover, you know, feast. What?
That's
clear. Nothing of it shall remain. What? Are you serious? That's what the book says.
My name Ernest.
You're so serious.
So.
Oh, you told everybody your government name. My name is Ernest.
No.
All the way around.
Let me say this again.
Jesus.
I'm dead serious.
So serious. He's alive serious.
No, this life and death.
Okay.
No, hell no.
Balance that out.
No.
He's dead
no.
Serious.
I'm so serious.
So serious.
Because this life and death here.
It is. Serious for people. You said go back to Numbers 33?
No, we read that.
Okay.
Go to 1 Chronicles chapter 30 and verse 1.
1 Chronicles?
Yes, ma'am. 30? Yes, ma'am.
No. 1 Chronicles?
30 and 1. No.
1 Chronicles? You sure that's what you're writing?
Forgive me. 2 Kings 23
okay.
And 21. 2 Kings 23, 21.
Well, the 2 Kings. 23 and
21? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 2 Kings chapter 23. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 2 Kings 23 and verse 21 reads, and the king commanded all the people, saying, keep Passover unto the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of this covenant.
Keep the 15th day. Is that what that said?
No. And the
king. Who the king? Who's the king? So are you saying the Passover and the unleavened bread are the same day? The book is saying that. But keep open your book and read along and see if it says anything differently. Hey, baby. Look at my baby girl. Hey, that's kid.
Shabbat shalom.
She upside down.
What are you doing?
I was trying to see what she was saying. I was looking at what she was looking at.
What?
Anyway. What was that?
2 Kings 23 and 21, and the king commanded all the people, saying,
yes, ma'am.
Keep the Passover
uh-huh.
unto the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of this covenant.
Now, Craig, I'm saying that the first day of unleavened bread is the Passover. It kicks off the feast of unleavened bread. You count 7 days from the Passover, not the 15th day. That ain't the law. Read on.
Oh, he says, so are you saying that the Passover and unleavened bread are the same day?
Of course.
Okay, that's what he wants to know. Are you saying it's the same day?
Yep.
Okay.
See, look at Kate. She like this one. Like, okay, anyway, go ahead.
Would you stop? Oh, goodness.
Read on.
Roll this morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you I'm messing with the priest today. All I'm dealing with is Levites.
Okay.
You're going to have a couple of sprinkles of Judah around there, but Levi's giving a law on the Passover. And if you ain't got no papers, shut up.
What are
Put
papers?
Your mouth in it. Your papers that you're a Levite.
Oh, okay.
Out your linens. I ain't talking about no birth certificate. That don't count. It only means that you're a slave of this country.
Yeah.
Legally. You got freedom papers to walk around.
Mm.
I got papers to move.
Mm.
Master said, powerfully, I can move powerfully. Now, anyway, read on. Read on. 23:21. Read on.
2 Kings 23 and verse 21 reads, and the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Passover unto the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of this covenant.
That's right. Read on.
Surely there was not holding such a Passover from the days of the judges that judge Israel.
Come on.
Nor in all the days of the kings of Israel, nor of the kings of Judah.
What?
But in the 18th year, is that 18th year?
Yep.
King Josiah, wherein this Passover was holden to the Lord in Jerusalem.
In the 15th day. Is that what that said? What was the preeminence here? The Passover. The Passover is the holy convocation. The Passover is the first day of unleavened bread. And this is Judah. Remember, Levi gave it to Judah. So now we're looking at Levi handing over, because remember that Levi enjoined us to God, right? So Levi's handed it over to Judah. Now here goes Josiah out of the tribe of Judah. Are we listening? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Matthew chapter 26 and 17.
Matthew.
Hold on, Craig. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Go ahead.
Did you say Matthew 26?
Mm-hmm.
And which verse?
17.
Matthew 26 and verse 17 reads,
yes, ma'am.
Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus.
No. Read that again. This is Judah now, right?
Okay.
All right.
Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus.
This is the first day of Unleavened Bread.
Saying unto him,
saying,
where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover?
Yikes.
Now the first day
Yikes.
Of the feast.
Yikes.
Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying unto him, where will thou we prepare for thee to eat the Passover?
Wait a minute, man. 1 + 1 = 2. It just told us right there. Well, now the first day of unleavened bread, where would thou that we eat the Passover? Now, this is the most important feast of all the calendar that God gave his life for us, right? Not just me, just not Israel, but the whole world, whoever so will, right? That's what this feast is about. And it's the father's sacrifice of his only son. Remember now, those are two that was in the beginning, so they love each other beyond love we can comprehend, right? And here it is. We're going to say that's a misprint.
What? Who says?
Your peoples.
Okay. Someone actually told you some misprint. Okay.
Your peoples.
I'm reading it.
The Passover.
Yes. The first day.
The first day of unleavened bread. If this scripture is wrong, why should I believe in anything else in this Bible? If that's a misprint, the biggest feast of the year is a misprint. Why? I'm throwing this Bible out. Because of you. Because of you.
What?
Wow.
Deuteronomy 16:16. Read that again.
Okay. So let's go to Deuteronomy 16 and down to verse 16.
Read that again.
It says, 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the
That's
Lord
the law.
Thy God in the place which he shall choose.
This is Deuteronomy. Moses right now. He a Levite. Right? That's why I said we deal with Levi today and Judah. All right? The Lord worked through tribes. That's why they always giving names for certain things. And here we are reading this particular 2 tribes and they purpose. All thy males, because God is talking to Moses. He a Levite. Read on.
Amen. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread and in the Feast of Weeks.
The Feast of Unleavened Bread.
The Feast of Unleavened
All your males shall appear in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, right? Okay.
Oh, my God.
It was hanging around. Oh, my God. It was just sitting there. They're like,
Let me check your nose. That was a hard sneeze.
I'm good. I should hear. Read on.
Amen. Deuteronomy 16:16. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose. In the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty.
Now, let's go back, right? Let's go back to St. Mark. No, let's go back to St. Matthew's 26 and 7. Yes, 26 and 17. And read.
Matthew chapter 26 and verse 17 reads, Now, the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wert thou that that was prepared for thee to eat Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The master saith, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples.
Come on. So he here, right? Yes, he's keeping the Passover, right?
And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover.
The 15th day.
And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover.
I'm just driving home a point. Read on.
The first day of the feast. Okay.
Continue.
20. Now, when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12.
You see that? He wasn't here on the 15th day. You know why? Because he was in the tomb. They took his body down on the, off the cross just so, because you couldn't leave a body on the cross, right?
Right.
For a whole day. You can't let the sun set on it, right? So he had to come down, right? And they put him in a tomb before the 15th day came in. So if God gave the law that all your males appear on a day of unleavened bread, then he just broke his own law. Because he wasn't there because he was in a tomb.
Mm.
Are we listening?
So listening.
We listened. But he was there on the Passover. Mm-hmm. And he said, let all your males appear before. This same Jesus, some of us with me, right? Mm-hmm. Some of us would testify that that's Melchizedek, me. Mm-hmm. Some of us would testify that that's Jehovah, me. Mm-hmm. And some of us would testify that that's Jesus Christ. Me. And now he said to me, here, all your males appear before me on the week of on the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and he's here on the Passover, not the 15th day.
Mm.
Right?
Right.
Are we not reading the same book? Are we reading the same book? Are we reading the same laws?
Mm.
Are we paying attention to the law? How about that?
Good
right?
Question.
That's the question. Mm-hmm. Let's look at this a little further. Go to St. Mark 14 and 12.
14?
Yes, St. Mark 14 and 12. And when you receive a read,
Mark 14 and verse 12 reads, and the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover.
Stop. That's a misprint.
And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover.
That's a misprint.
And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover.
What was the Passover kill? It's not Jesus the Passover. He said, let all your males appear before me on the feast of unleavened bread. There he is. In the 14th day of the same month, when they killed the Passover, let me read that. In the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover. That's a misprint. Biggest feast of the year. And you want to tell me this a misprint? Why am I reading this book then? Because my salvation is based on this event. And you finna tell me this is a misprint. I'm listening to Levi. I'm listening to Levi, and I'm listening to Judah. As far as you're concerned, if you could tell me what lineage you out of, I might listen to you. Anyway, read that again.
Amen. Mark 14 and verse 12 reads, and the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, where wilt thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover?
Read on. Yeah, I know. It's just that plain, ain't it? It's just that plain. Read on.
Verse 13.
Yes.
And he sendeth forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water.
Yes.
Follow him.
Yes.
And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house, the master saith, where is the guest chamber? Okay. Where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples?
Yeah.
And he shall show you a large upper room.
Uh-huh.
Furnished and prepared. There make ready for us.
Yes. Make ready for us. Make who? For Jesus us. And the disciples. Right? Why? Because let all your males appear before me three times in a year. Feast of unleavened bread, feast of weeks, and gathering. There he is.
Amen.
He ain't there on the 15th day. Can't put him there. You can't, right? Let me put that there. Jesus was there on the 15th day.
Stop.
There he is. I'm going to put him there. I'm putting him there. I'm telling you. Nobody else is going to make this way.
Jesus.
Yeah, I ain't playing with that. I'm tired. This has been going on for years.
Okay.
Mark's going to keep going on with this. Read on.
Mark 14.
Yes.
And verse 16.
Continue.
And his disciples went forth and came into the city and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover.
Amen. Read on.
And in the evening he cometh with the 12.
What? As
and
the
in
law.
In the evening he came, cometh with the 12.
No, he came in on the 15th day because he said, let all your males appear before me on the week of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So he came in on the 15th day. You know what? He didn't even appear before them spiritually on the 15th day. How about that? He didn't even appear to them mystically out of the air on the 15th day. Like he did on the wave offering. Like he walked the walls and stuff. You know, Jesus did that after he rose. He appeared to the disciples, right, many times. But he didn't hear. How is it that this is the first day of unleavened bread when the law said let all your males keep the feast of unleavened bread and Jesus ain't dead? Is not he a male? Go to Psalms 138 and 2. When you receive it, read.
Psalms chapter 138 and verse 2. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name.
He can't break the law. It's impossible for him to break the law. You see, he'll magnify the word above all his name. So, yeah, his name is Jesus. His name is Jehovah. His name is Melchizedek, Jesus, however you want to pronounce it. Long as, you know, some of us say Yahweh and Elohim and this, that, and the other. That, you know, God, that's the real name of Jesus. Oh, man, that's the tetragrammaton. You don't understand that. See, that tetragrammaton is this. When the captors came in and stole our land, they was afraid to pronounce the name of God. So they put Y, Yahweh, whatever that is. That's from them. So even then, the Lord law was going forth that he said, you're not going to pollute my name anymore.
Amen.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make you forget who you are so that you don't pollute my name anymore. And then I'll bring you back to me and show you who I am. But I'm not going to let you pollute my name, because if you do, I'm going to have to cut you off. So here we are.
Here we are.
In the land of our captivity. Right? Speaking this captive language. Care what you say. You speak a Phoenician. Hey, man, you gotta say Jesus in Hebrew, which is Yahshua. Ooh. Okay, but why using the English alphabet?
Well, you're saying because they want you to say Yahshua.
You gotta say Yahshua. Okay. You gotta say Joshua. Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Stop.
I'm not stopping. Because you're using the alphabet. Using the English alphabet, talking about you speaking Hebrew. That's what it sounds like to me. Sorry.
Okay. Psalms 138. Every time you say sorry, I think about that dog said, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
I can do that.
I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness. For thy loving kindness and for thy truth.
Yeah.
For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy names.
Yeah. So all thy names, right?
All thy names.
They're going to judge me for the name of Jesus. And this book's sealed in the name of Jesus. And I ain't crazy. I ain't add nothing to this book. And my God come back tomorrow, I say, I've been saying Jesus, Lord. This book I got. That's the only one I got. I just said, and you said nothing else. I've been languages, Phoenicians, or whatever.
Oh, my goodness. You
I'm going to try to get as much in as I can before.
Woo.
I'm serious.
I'm serious, Ernest.
I'm serious.
In Jesus' name. Yeah.
So you can miss me with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
Because the book is sealed in the name of Jesus. So if you got a problem with the name of Jesus, don't use the King James Version at all. Go find you one of them copywritten books.
Oh, no.
No, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Like that Cypher's Bible.
No.
These Hebrews going around talking, I got a Cypher's Bible. Ooh, and it's written by Karzites. Whatever the dudes is up in Russia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's written by them. And yeah. You, oh, look, it's in Yahweh. And you go, all right, man. And then I opened the book up and I said, man, you know, I started dealing with the Godhead out here. See, this book is full of errors, man. Because this is the Father talking. This is the Son talking. This is the Father. This is the Son talking. How are you going to distinguish the two if they're putting this here and this there? And then how are you going to know that the Father and the Son even talk to each other? Because it's saying this, saying that. And it's not even coinciding with what's written. It don't even make sense what it's saying. Man, it's saying English. I'm good. I'm good on the Hebrew, man. Sorry. I hated to send him away knowing that he carrying a package of death, but
huh?
Yeah.
What do you mean carrying a package of death?
That book is full of death.
Okay.
Shalom, Israelites, Brother Cornell.
Oh, shalom, Brother Cornell.
And I think you've seen your sister Slayton, too. Is she on?
Shalom.
Okay. Jessica, yes.
Shalom, family. Oh, wait, Jessica, we got checked in the hotel yesterday, and guess what her name is at the front desk? Her name is Jessica.
And this morning she called me and said, Rhea, are you guys okay? So, yeah. We're like, we'll remember your name, Jessica. She's beautiful now. And she almost looks like you. I should take a picture.
Yeah, nah.
Nope. Yeah, she looks like you. But you're a better version.
Much better version.
She's sweet, though. She reminded us of you. So I just want to say that shout out.
What are we, woman folk?
Psalms 138.
Go to Luke 22:1.
Luke 22:1. 22.
Because these dudes are going around saying it's a misprint, man. And if it's a misprint, if the Passover in the New Testament is a misprint and it is contradicting everything that belongs to the law, and it's the biggest, excuse me, it's the biggest event in the whole Bible pertaining to us as a people, then why would I read this book?
Hmm.
That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right. Luke 22:1.
Luke 22:1 reads, now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover.
Oh, that's a misprint.
Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover.
Once again, you said
Jesus,
this is a misprint.
No.
You said it.
No.
I did it. You did. And I'm not in agreement with it.
Right.
Period. The Passover is the Feast of Unleavened Bread according to the law.
Amen.
And we read in the law earlier, we showed that the first day of unleavened bread according to the law before we even get to the New Testament, because the New Testament only confirmed the law.
Okay.
So if this is saying this, then I can read it in the law, and we have. So, no. You don't get the slide no more. Nope, that's a wrap. 22:7. When you read that, go ahead.
Luke 22:7, correct?
Yep.
Okay, Luke 22:7 reads, then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed.
I ain't saying.
Then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed.
What was Jesus there? Jesus is the Passover. Jesus is the Passover.
Amen.
Then came the day when the Passover must be killed. There he is. He's there. He's there to be killed. He ain't there for 15 days. He's there and there. Let all your males appear before me on the day of unleavened bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the tabernacles. There he is. Right. Well,
That was 22:7.
Okay, go to John 6:4. We got two more after this. I'm going to wrap this up.
John 6:48. Oh, this is really getting good. We're wrapping it up so soon.
Yes, we are.
John 6:48.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. John 6:48 reads, I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cut down. What?
He said, I'm that leavened bread. No. I'm Jiffy cornbread.
I'm that bread of life.
I'm Jiffy mix. I'm Martha White.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cake mix. Mm-hmm. I'm the leavened bread from heaven. Right? Is that what he said? I'm the leavened bread from heaven. You know what leavening is? Leaven is sin. So he's telling you, I'm bread of life. I'm the leavened bread of life. Really? Or is he telling you, I'm the unleavened bread of life? Which one is it? Which one is he saying? I'm asking you to ask yourself that. Not me. I'm asking you to ask yourself, which one is he saying? Is he saying that I'm the leavened bread of life or the unleavened bread of life? And if he's the unleavened bread of life and he's the Passover, then the first day of unleavened bread is the Passover because he's the unleavened bread of life. Okay, so go ahead.
Amen.
Oh. Read on.
Okay. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead.
So that manna was unleavened. Read on.
This is the bread which comes down from heaven.
Amen.
That a man may eat thereof and not die.
Ooh, come on.
Amen.
Yep.
Verse 51.
Continue.
I am the living bread which came down from heaven.
The leavened bread or the unleavened bread?
I am the living bread
uh-huh.
which came down from heaven.
Uh-huh.
If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever.
What?
And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world.
Passover. There it is. Passover. He said, this is my body. That's the bread. And if he's telling you, I'm the bread of life, then I'm unleavened. That's why you had to eat unleavened bread on the Passover, because he is the unleavened bread from heaven. Therefore, the first day of unleavened bread is the Passover. How many times it's got to be reiterated? How many times this got to be reiterated? I'm just saying, that's me. Don't take me. I mean, I read something, I'm like, okay, I'm good. But when you got to fix stuff and you start talking, I ain't what that means. See, this, that, and the other, da-da-da-da-da. Get back in this book, man.
Amen.
Read that. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and 15, forgive me.
1 Corinthians.
10 and 15, when you receive a reading.
Amen. Oops, sorry, baby.
What did I say?
1 Corinthians.
10 and 15.
1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 15 reads, I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say.
I'm saying that. I'm trying to talk to wise men. I'm trying
That's
to,
right,
you
baby.
Know. Yeah, I'm speaking to wise men.
Judge.
I'm talking, judge what I'm saying.
That's right, baby.
You understand?
That's
judge
right.
what I'm saying. Hey, go through the law. Look at it. And see if everything is a misprint.
Mm.
Fix your head on that. Mm. If you could fix your head that the Passover is a goof,
mm.
it's a misprint, then why are we even holding this book?
Mm.
Read on.
Amen. I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing, which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ?
Continue.
The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ?
Continue.
Amen. For we being as many are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread.
What?
Yes.
We're partakers of the unleavened bread from heaven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what he's talking about. Last script, 1 Corinthians 5 and 6.
Okay, let me post this.
1 Corinthians 5 and 6.
1 Corinthians 5 and 6.
And read to the 8 when you receive the read.
1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 6 reads,
mm-hmm.
Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump?
Uh-huh.
Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump.
Amen.
As ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Amen.
Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice.
What? That's why we know he said, I'm the bread from heaven. He ain't talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what? Therefore, let us keep the feast with what? Read that again.
Amen. Go back. Therefore, let us keep the feast not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness.
So we know he ain't talking about he that bread, right? He's the unleavened bread. He's telling you that. That's why the unleavened bread had to be with the lamb. Read on.
Neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
There it is. So, with that being said, I want to say something to people. Blog Talk, if you bear
Amen.
With me. Okay. There we go.
Okay.
All right. The family that's in the United States, Shabbat Shalom. Happy Feast Week. Enjoy the feast. We are now in the Father's Summer Feast. God bless them. Fun and enjoy. And try to enjoy the feast. That's all. Just try to enjoy the feast as much as you can. And rebuke enemies. Amen. Amen. And Canada, have mercy and enjoy the feast. Enjoy the Passover. Enjoy the Sabbath. God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Our family that's in the United Kingdom, God bless. Enjoy the feast. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Amen. Our family that's in France, God bless. Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the feast. Amen.
Amen.
Our family that's in Germany, God bless. Enjoy the feast. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Our family that's in Nigeria, we want to say Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the feast. Amen.
Amen.
Our family that's in Ghana, God bless. Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the feast. Our family that's in Egypt, we want to say Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the feast. Our family that's in Iraq, we want to say Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the feast.
Amen.
Our family that's in Ethiopia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the feast. Our family that's in Kenya, we want to say Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the feast.
Amen.
Our family that's in India, we want to say Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the feast.
Amen.
Our family that's in Vietnam, we want to say Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the feast.
Amen.
And our family that's in Thailand, Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the feast. And our family that's in Australia, enjoy the feast.
Amen.
Shabbat Shalom. And our family that's in Switzerland, enjoy the feast.
Shabbat Did you get Shalom. What's that?
That's Canada.
Oh, that's Canada.
Yeah,
okay.
That's Canada. That's the United States.
Okay.
And then that's
what's that right there?
Right here. That's UK.
Oh.
Yeah, so when you
I
leave here, that's
over there.
No, New York,
yeah.
UK. That's
oh,
right.
That's where UK is.
Right.
You know what? I need to study my map better.
Mm-hmm.
I thought UK was over there. It's right there.
Right, it's right
above
there.
Africa.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Africa's down here.
Right, but what's that little piece below UK?
That's France.
No, and then over there on the side, under France.
Right here?
There. What is that?
Mm-hmm, because it ain't saying.
It's not
They got to be in our network.
Okay.
But,
okay,
yeah, that's all Africa.
And then that other one on that side, there. Down.
What?
Put that down.
Here?
Yeah. No. What is that?
Iraq.
Oh, man. There's somebody in Iraq.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. I didn't know we had somebody listening to Iraq. Okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because we've been running these trucks, we lost a lot of our followers, but...
No, we didn't.
Well, they probably
didn't. It doesn't matter about that, but no, we didn't, because it's grown on that side. It's just different.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what you came on.
Well, actually, it's a different group.
Thank you.
Well, thank God.
It's a different group.
But, yeah. Thank but anyway, everything get established again. We get this radio program up and running like it's supposed to. God willing, people start tuning back in like it's supposed to. But that's our family around the world. Everybody enjoy the Feast on Unleavened Bread. Enjoy the Passover. Oh, man.
I would like to say something if I can.
Oh, sure.
I just want to remind everyone. Oh, Holy Spirit. Do not take the Passover. Do not. Please, people. Do not take the Passover if you have malice, strife, envy, jealousy, all those things. Just we round it and just say wickedness.
You know what I mean?
If you have unforgiveness, unforgiving, you have not made peace with your brethren, male, female. You have not made peace. You have not. Look within yourself. And I tell everybody this that I know, before the Passover, just do 24 hours of fasting and praying for yourself. Repent, regurgitate all that wickedness that you know, like take, like this notebook, take a pen and a paper and write the pros and the cons of yourself, of your ways, of what you know within you. And do not take the Passover without fasting, praying, asking for forgiveness first to the Father, repentance. And if you have any out with your brother, you better make it right before you partake in the Passover. If you have any out with anybody in your life, make it right. Even if you don't, you want to talk to them anymore, whatever, just say, Shalom. Grace and peace be unto you and your household. Just thinking about you. Make peace. Make peace. Make peace before you partake in the Passover. That's all I'm saying. Make it right. But look within yourself first. Fast, pray, meditate, walk. Talk to the Father and tell him, hey, I wasn't right. I wasn't right. Make it right. Love your brothers and sisters. Love your brothers and your sisters. Read your word from Genesis to Revelation. Read it, people.
She said it in a nicer way than I did. And I advise you to take advice. You got to all with your brother. You created a situation. You created sin between your brothers. You out here accusing brothers.
Slandering
brothers and sisters. And now you want to take the Passover before God and Christ. Okay. It's bad enough we got to deal with our own sins. Now we're going to deal with the sins that we're putting on other people.
Mm-hmm.
Willfully. You better listen at what she just said. That was from God. So.
Brother Keith said, Shabbat Shalom, Brother Israel. Excellent lesson. And Sister Rhea for excellent reading and interpretation of the word. And grace and peace to the family and those listening. Leavening is sin. And he who is without sin
cast the first stone.
That's right, Brother Keith.
Rhea don't have no sins.
And Job don't have any sins. We all are sinners. All are sinners. All are liars.
This is my personal Jesus.
This is my personal Jesus. My personal covering that the Lord allowed.
I'm so kidding.
We are so kidding.
And listen,
yeah,
then I take that Passover with malice and wickedness and hatred.
You better not.
Now, somebody make you hate them, that's a different thing. Because they just stole your stuff or tried to hurt you or hurt your family. That's another conversation. Just to sit up there and just be hating people, just to be hating them just because. So, with that being said, it's like me hating white people. I don't hate white people. I don't hate black people. I don't hate Asian people. I don't hate Mexican people. I don't love everybody because I don't like stupid people. I hate people that's really mean and hateful and find faults in. They can go somewhere and they can find faults in you. They'll judge God. That's them. So anyway, with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone as they hear at the Sound of Living Waters. Do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bibles, people. Time appointed.
Sound of the Living Waters radio show. Sound of the Living Waters.
Sound of the
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, the covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things and things teach you and me. You wanna know who he's talking about? Come and see. It's time to be a people rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Thank you.
You hear the water?
I
hear the water. The water. The water.
The water.
Shalom, Israelites.
Shalom, family.